It's no front. Shout out to my man, G Money West. Psych, this clown, this guy, wrote me a terrible review on Apple Podcasts. It's like, bro, I don't even think my podcast is good. So, like, we're on the same team, man. Psych. But really, like, this guy writes me this bad comment. It's so obvious where it came from. Someone I pissed off. It's just funny to me that his name is G Money West is the name. It's like, you know, if you're going to leave a comment, you know, because iTunes, you can create whatever name you want when you do that. Have the balls. Come on. Just leave your name. Or write me a message. Or call me. Anyways, this episode's kind of interesting. It's about getting the first taste of making some real money and why I will swear by that and say it's probably one of the most important goals you can have, and it's not for the reason you think. Stay tuned. So I'm sure that you all thought this would be about making money, but it's really not. It's about something deeper. It's about something that it's really, honestly, maybe the most important sort of, it's not a trick. It's the most important. It should be a top goal. And I don't, and I want to be very clear, and I'll get into details. It's not about the money, right? So what it comes down to, and it's something universally, I've got a buddy of mine who I just kind of broke this down to. And here's kind of an analogy that I have for it. So like space, the stars, the moon, right? We know it exists, right? Like, I want you to actually sit and think about this for a second. If you're listening, like, close your eyes for a second and really think to yourself, like, think about the stars, the moon, right? And then think deep down, like, be honest too, right? Deep down, really, 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 really be honest right now. You believe it exists, but do you? Because you never touched it. You haven't walked on the moon. You haven't walked on a planet. You haven't, you know, and I know that, like, we all say, yeah, of course there's space, right? And by the way, I'm sure there is, because there's been enough scientific research about it. But I'm saying on a personal level, individually, I want to know, really think about it. Do you believe it? So the reason I ask, and I was like sharing, I was kind of getting into this with my buddy, and it's not some super philosophical thing, but it's an experience that I've had, and I think it's valuable for anybody who hasn't sort of made real money. So let's say if you haven't ever made $250,000 in a year, right? I'd say that's kind of like the meter. Until you make that, right? And by the way, again, it's not about the money, and I can explain that, like, for me, even once I did make, I made that much, right? I mean, more than that. But when I made that much in a year, I could honestly, I didn't even care about the money. But what it did was the most powerful thing probably ever that's contributed to my confidence, my drive, and my motivation. Is it made me realize something very important. Because I didn't grow up with money, right? And I think that's also something I should have mentioned. It made me realize that it's real. And I'll break that down. So when I say that it's real, I mean that, going back to the space analogy, I never touched it. Once I touched money, real money, it no longer felt like space. It no longer felt like the stars and the moon. It actually felt like, once you do it, you have this feeling, and it's hard to describe, like, you can do it again. You can do it again and again and again. And there's nothing else that I've experienced that is that, you know, and this is really specifically for people who even want, I mean, not everyone wants to make a bunch of money. So this is really for like young entrepreneurs or young business owners or, you know, young professionals in general. Once you make real money once, your mindset, your drive, and everything will be different because you go from thinking it's space to realizing it's real and it's something possible for you. And I can't stress that enough because, you know, I've also said before, it's not the rich kids. Like, you know, people get mad. Oh, he's a rich kid. It's like, first of all, I know a lot of fucking rich kids. And they don't, you know, a lot of them work their fucking nuts off, okay? But the advantage wasn't the silver spoon. It was knowing that being wealthy or that making money or being successful was possible because it was around them and their parents had it. And so it from a very young age, they knew that it was something possible. I didn't, right? I think a lot of people don't. You know, the average person doesn't. And so it can be very hard going through life. And if you never had that taste, it's going to feel so far away. Same way as space, right? Like, I'm outside actually doing this episode. And I can look up in the sky right now and I can see stars, barely even in LA. But, you know, I know that that's space, right? But when you've never touched money and you've never earned it for yourself, like, and I, you know, and everyone's meter is different. I just say 250K because it's, because I made that much more, but I also say, because it's a good sort of thing. It's like, no one's going to argue with me and say, okay, that's not some real money, you know? But once I did, it's like, it was more real than space. But prior, space felt really, really real compared to making money. So I hope this episode, I mean, I can't imagine it doesn't help you. It's just like, for me at least, you know, and everyone's different. Maybe it won't actually, because my thought process is different, but I do know that one of my good qualities and why people fucking like me and, you know, is because I don't front. And when I share, I really go into relatability, human qualities. And so this feels so real and authentic. And it did when it happened to me, that I thought, you know what? And I was just telling my buddy yesterday about it, because I'll give you an example. I got this buddy of mine. We're actually becoming closer. And to be perfectly honest, he's kind of, he's the missing piece. He's sort of like this, as you guys all know, I can bust my ass and work hard. But I'm not a desk guy. I'm not a, you know, it's very hard for me. I'm more of a creative type, even in business. And I think, to be honest, I think the greatest entrepreneurs in the world are more creative types. But I was missing this aspect. And I think that I didn't realize how much I needed it. And so me and this kid, anyways, guy, it's like he's just the missing piece. Because he's not some fucking tool who, like, you know, like a normal, like, biz dev guy, no offense, but he's like creative and has like, he's got taste and he's cool and we just click. And for me, that's been like amazing. But here's the interesting part. He's still at that stage, right? Which is mind blowing, because when I look at him, I'm like, this motherfucker is going to be a serious, serious success. For real. So I look at him and I see that, and he doesn't. And it's not because he's not confident. He's got confidence. He's a little dowdy. But what it really comes down to, and once I realized this and I broke it down to him, it's he hasn't had that taste. So he's missing the sort of, you can be confident, but if you don't believe truly that it's real for you, it's a fucked up thing, because like I said, I look at this guy and I'm like, this guy is a fucking, you know, when you just know, I don't want to say genius, because it's like, I think that's such a box. He's just one of those people where you see him and you see how they interact and they work and how he relates, and he's a good person, and like, you just fucking know he's one of those. Like, he's just like, no one's gonna be surprised when he is, and maybe it'll be with me or maybe it won't, but when he, you know, ends up with a $100 million company and sells, and no, it's like one of those people that no one's gonna be like, what the fuck, that guy? Everyone's gonna be like, yeah, sure, dude, that made sense, like, I get it. So I broke it down to him, and you know, he really seems like he really benefited from it, I hope at least. And if you're listening, his name's Connor. I hope this did help. Yeah, so I don't know, guys, like, life is a fucking trip. And he's also, by the way, so he's, you know, so he's kind of like, I don't know how to even describe it. Nothing's like in writing, but we're getting closer, and he's helping kind of like develop my business, and something that he's the one who kind of pushed me to do, because it would be good for my brand, is I'm gonna write a book. Well, I've already started. It's called No Fronts, and it's just gonna be me fucking breaking shit like that down on a really, I don't know, I think it's fucking silly, but people seem to think that I have a way with connecting, so I'm gonna embrace it. And so he's kind of having me do that, and dialing in the brand, and but it's such a trip, because I'm like, fuck, motherfucker, I'm a high school dropout and now I'm writing a book, and he's like, you know, everyone even gotta get a bestseller, gotta, and it's like, I do, because that is kind of the reason you write a book at this stage in the business. I'm not gonna get into details, but I have a whole plan, and but it's just a trip, you know, it, that kind of shit. And I'm like, I'm writing a fucking book, the fuck. I definitely wouldn't have thought that 7, 6, 5 years ago. When we get out of our own way, right, we get out of our way, we don't try and control, we just do what's in front of us, just kind of stay out of the results, show up, and we have integrity, the fucking world's in our hands. And it's so fucking lame at, like, I know I repeat this message, and I can't judge, but like, motherfuckers, you guys don't listen. I'm gonna be saying this message until the day I die, and the ones that listen and that start to kind of follow that formula, you're gonna actually have like the best life. I just wish more of you would listen, because actually the ones that have, and it's gonna be interesting to see. I'm mentoring someone right now, and it's so basic, so it's hard sometimes to believe, right? It's like, okay, how is that gonna affect my life? Just show up. I'm not trying to fully Mr. Miyagi you, but it's gonna make a difference. It's practice. These are all things I had to learn. You know, I didn't know how to be a human, an adult. Like, it was foreign as fuck. I was such a, like, degenerate, drooling drug addict that the basics were so weird to me, you know? And so I had to create a routine, and I had to practice, and I had to practice, and I'm still practicing. And I think that even for me, you know, I think had I not had this sort of catastrophic, just morose, fucked up sort of, you know, bottom, I wouldn't have been kind of motivated, right? But here's the thing. You can hit a bottom. All you have to do is stop digging. You don't have to hit a fucking bottom like me. And I don't have a reason to lie to you and tell you that, you know, this is what I did and this is what works. And I documented everything. And that was the whole point of Social Authentic. And It was kind of a social experiment building a business like that. And in real time, I've shown people that I've literally rebuilt my entire life, right? I'm not trying to look for accolades, but it's there. So if anything, it's like, I know you guys want to listen to the fucking guys, like the, I'm not going to say the names, but just because they have more notoriety right now. But the difference is when I'm at that level, when I get to that place, because I'm on my way, I had everything documented. And I think that people are going to be more affected. And I wish people would listen now, just because it's like going to get you a head start. But I can't force it. So, yeah, that's this episode. And I really want to thank everybody. Genuinely, it's crazy. It's crazy that I make money off of this. It's crazy that people like subscribe. It's crazy that I've hit number 5 on Apple Podcasts. I've hit number 4. I hit number 10. It's all crazy, but it's all real. I want you guys to believe that you can do the same, because you can, and I believe in you. You know, and if you need me, still hit me up. Time's getting more limited, but if it's important, let me know, and I'll always stop and make time. You gotta tell me what you need and say it's important. So this is No Fronts, and I'm out.